Proclamation number 8049 of 27th of November, 1961. Sparks of love in man. Awakening the spirit. Each one of you humans certainly harbors the divine spark of love in his heart, which is part of me myself and which characterizes you as divine living creations which can be in constant contact with me as the eternal Father Spirit. Yet as long as the human being himself does not establish this bond with me, this spiritual spark slumbers within you. It cannot express itself to you, for you yourselves first have to awaken it to life. And this therefore includes the bond with me which you establish through loving activity. Hence you have to ignite the divine spark within yourselves, you have to give life to the spirit, and then you will also become aware of the strength which flows through you as an expression of myself. You are mine and will remain so forever, yet you must want to belong to me yourselves, only then will you establish the bond with me. You consciously join me. You allow me myself to work in you, which you previously prevented through your resistance, through your rejection of my strength of love. So there is a spark of this divine power of love in you, and this spark remains eternally connected with me. If you yourselves let this spark in you become a bright flame, then it can now only strike towards me, the sea of fire of eternal love. And the union of your soul with me must also irrefutably take place one day, which then will never be revoked again. But whoever does not awaken my spiritual spark to life remains dead. He cannot come to life because he is devoid of all love. Once the original spirit of all love had given up, it repelled every influx of love power. It closed itself to every illumination of love and fell into the abyss completely devoid of all love. Although my infinite love slowly helped this fallen being to ascend again, to the degree of maturity which now allows an embodiment as a human being again, there is nevertheless no love in him at all, because only free will has to open itself to a renewed illumination of love. But this was taken away from the being until the stage as a human being. And a completely loveless being is also completely without strength and could never cover the path to the final height. It would always and forever remain on the same level, and its being human would be completely pointless. For this reason I place a divine spark of love into the human being's heart which only needs to be ignited by the human being himself in order to be able to radiate strength again, so that it is now possible for the human being to complete his ascent development. Because I constantly pull him, because the spiritual spark in him constantly pushes towards the Father Spirit and does not rest until it has reached its aim. And therefore the awakening of the spiritual spark to life is the most significant task which determines your beatitude in the spiritual kingdom. And since the spirit in you can only be awakened through loving activity, you now also recognize the importance of a life of love, of fulfilling the divine commandments of love. The spirit within you will constantly urge you to be active in love. If you comply with this urge, then it will also express itself to you, for now you allow this its working in you. The spiritual spark in you is love. Thus you possess the ability to love again as a human being, yet you have to muster the willingness to love yourselves. The spirit within you can only impel you, push you from within, but it will not force you. Because this alone must be accomplished by your free will. But you are now no longer incapable, which, however, you would be if I had not added this little spark of love to you. But you can now also see from this what a great sin it is to reject my illumination of love again if you make no effort whatsoever to give life to the spirit within you. For it is the greatest gift of my love to lower a ray of love in you again, You who have apostatized from me of your own free will, which enables you as a human being to form the bond with me again which you once severed yourselves. For without this divine spark within you, you would never ever be able to reach the aim of returning to your Father's house again. For you now have the opportunity to take the path to me and indissolubly restore the bond with me, whereas otherwise you would not be able to detach yourselves from my adversary and could not oppose him with the strength of love against which he is powerless. You can defeat him with me myself, for the spirit within you is my illumination of love which will certainly dispel him as soon as you strive towards me. As soon as your spiritual spark establishes the bond with me through loving activity. For since I myself am love, the spiritual spark in you also urges you to constantly work with love, and where love is my adversary can no longer be. There I myself have been victorious and achieved the aim, I have regained the soul and will now also never lose it again. For love indissolubly binds it together with me for all eternity. Amen.